it is the design. For pharma, it is the formulation. Besides this, the company has its brand name and URL, which defines the identity of the business. Due diligence exercise looks at relevant filings to confirm that the ownership of the intellectual property resides within the company and not otherwise. No employee, third party, vendor, or for that matter, even the founder can claim the ownership of it. A simple example of this is when a founder buys a domain name for the business. Typically, it is bought from the platform such as GoDaddy.com by swiping his or her own credit card. Now, the URL is technically bought by the founder, and hence the founder is the owner of the company URL. The company URL has to be owned by the company and not the founder. We've briefly gone through what DD is all about and what kind of information is gathered during the process. Now let's look at the most important question. How do we prepare for DD exercise? We have provided a detailed DD checklist so that you can exactly know what information is expected from you during the process. This is like appearing for prelims before going for your final exams. We will go through three simple steps for our DD preparation. Step 1 is to create a deal room. Use Dropbox or Google Drive to create folder structure as per the DD checklist. In the checklist, the first point is incorporation certificate. So create folder number 1. Step 2, in this folder number 1, start uploading all your documents relevant to company incorporation, such as incorporation certificate. Step 3 is to repeat this exercise for all the points in the checklist. Also, update the status of the checklist. You might not always have the documents in place, and hence we can work on it and come back. By updating the status against each point, you will come to know where are you currently standing. It is okay if you don't have a particular item. Don't hide it from the